Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The Survivor Specialist, Phil and Blake, are back, and today we are digging deeper into episode number 12 of Survivor 48. I know this is coming at a weird time. It's coming on Friday at 1 p.m. instead of our usual Thursday slot. Blake having to sit with his thoughts for an extra day. If you haven't checked out the Tommy Smokes predictions and power rankings, those came out yesterday at 1 o'clock. And I broke down who I think is going to win the season and talked about all of that. But today, me and Blake
had a bunch of bullshit too.
We have a bunch to talk about today. With a season of pairs, we're going to talk about the final five. We're going to dive in and actually try to explain how we think each person in the final five could win. Like, what would need to happen? What's the perfect scenario for them to win? Even talking about Eva and Mitch, who I feel have pretty much no chance coming into this. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this move that Kyle and Camilla pulled off. And we're going to talk about whether or not Blake still thinks Joe is the front runner, which after he just said, "You said a bunch of bullshit," before I could even finish my opening monologue here, I have to assume the answer is yes. You're still on the Joe train.
I think it is one of those things where everybody, nice haircut, Blake. Thanks, John. There is a thought process where, like, I think when you're in a relationship and it's deteriorating, instead of your loved one explaining why they were late, you phrase it as excusing, or all I'm hearing is excuses instead of explanation. Like, I've been going through a lot of that in my life, not with loved ones, but with other people. And that feels like right now, of whoever you think is going to win, you're so on their side that you're like, oh, this is the move. This is the move. They said, "Shaheen, you really want to get rid of Joe, right? We're going to get rid of you now." And you're like, why would you get rid of someone that wants to get rid of Joe if we're going to also vote at five? And I think phrasing it like that, it was interesting because you were like, he gets absolutely owned by Camilla and Kyle. And in a text, and I was like, okay, I can't wait to watch that. That seems cool. And it was like it's a huge misunderstanding, because Joe never asked Shaheen tell me exactly what happened. And the other thought process I have for this is Shaheen thinks he played the best game.
In his exit press, he is still saying he wins the game if he sits next to Joe and Eva. And his goal was to go to final three with Joe and Eva.
So my thought process is, if he thinks he could have won against Joe and Eva, them voting him out instead of being absolutely gobsmacked and rolling his eyes and be like, "I've been betrayed," it's going to be one of those John Robert turns at jury of like, "You had to do what you had to do. I was going to crush all of you." And as long as Joe doesn't go, okay, as long as Joe goes, "You're right. That's why you went," Shaheen's going to be like, "Joe power, dude. I love this dude." I even in his exit press, it was like, "Let's do one word association." And for people, it was like one word. And it was like, "What about Joe?" And he was like, "Greatest guy of all time. Love him to death. He's the man." And you're like, is it "We Oughta Baby Eats a Boy" of like, "We love this man to the death"? Like, that's not one word, Shaheen. We need you to focus on these questions. It was an interesting episode. Are you watching it through the Kyle glasses, or are you watching it through the Camilla glasses? I don't think Camilla is going to win, but a lot of people just saw that episode and was like, Camilla winner edit. And you're like, clearly the winner edit of this season is not a normal one. And I think that's where we get into speculation and more metagaming of the thought process around this of when Jeff says, who cares about 47? You're going to love 48. Is he
Jeff
thinking,
said 22 is one of the best seasons of all time. And that's one of the worst takes in the history of time.
But you have to remember, why Jeff's did he say
in the game, he might like it more
because Boston Rob won. And that's all Jeff cares about. And if he's saying this is the best season, like who cares about 47, 48, you're going to love it. Is it because a firefighter wins?
Maybe. I didn't know that that was the end of that sentence. I didn't know that we
is it because
there.
Mitch wins?
It could be because is Kyle it, wins 100%. There's no doubt in my mind
wins?
It could be because
I don't think it's because Camilla wins. So no, I think it's Joe and Kyle. And I think we're going to get a solid 96 minutes of why this person wins over the other one. I do think it's interesting. People have kind of come to the conclusion of this edit is kind of like 43. This edit's kind of like Ghost Island. This edit's kind of like, I don't know if they said another one. Did they say Ko Rong? It's like anytime there's two viable winners, we do have a weird edit to try and make it to the very end. And I'm still on Team Joe because I don't really see last night's episode or two nights ago's episode as like there's no way he can win. But I do think it will take a little bit of self-reflection for Joe at Final Tribal. And I know he's gotten a little annoyed by some allies that have checked him. I know he's gotten a little bit, it seems like he's pandering, but can he stick the landing of Final Tribal? And I think it's one of those moments of, if we say one thing about my sister, is that going to be disarming? Is that going to be charming? Is that going to be, oh my God, this is the Adam Klein moment. This is the Jeremy Collins moment. And everyone is like, holy shit, I had no idea that was going on in your head this whole time. And you've played such a dominant game in a couple ways while that's been stewing in there. Let's get this cathartic release for everyone on this thing. This was a crazy season for a lot of us, but we can all stand behind Joe as our winner for the rest of all time.
Here's the thing. What's going to be the separator here, and sorry, I'm in like a different location. I'm in North Carolina right now, so if I'm all echoey and weird sounding, apologies to everybody. I hope I sound okay. But I know for a fact, 1,000,000%, that whether or not Adam Klein mentions his mom at Final Tribal Council or Jeremy Collins mentions his family at Final Tribal Council, they win 10-0. Like literally Hannah, Tasha, Ken, and Spencer get zero votes no matter what. Literally never get votes. And I think that there are some people on the internet, some of them are named Blake, who have thought for a while here that somebody like Adam doesn't get as many votes if this doesn't come up at Final Tribal Council. You've said this to me before,
camera, bro. What the hell?
Yeah,
what
but
the frick, dude.
But hear me out. And so when I look at this, I've never believed that. I don't think the jury ever votes for who they strictly think they just like more. And the only instance that probably happened is Natalie White over Russell Hantz. That might be the only instance where that happened. Joe's story, supposedly, from what I think it was either Dalton or Bloom said, they said that Joe shared this story all the way back on day one, all the way back at when they got on the beach. This isn't going to be a surprise for people. And I don't think people are going to vote for Joe just because of this. I think at Final Tribal Council, Joe's going to have a serious, difficult time if he sits there against Kyle or Camilla explaining his game. I think that's going to be the hardest part of his game by far, because I don't know if he knows what needs to be said in order to curry favor with this jury that's going to be wide open. Tommy and I were talking about yesterday, there aren't zero guaranteed votes for Joe on that jury if Eva is sitting in Final Three with him. Everybody can be swayed. Now, if Eva's on the jury, she's voting for Joe. There's no doubt about that. But everybody else who's over there right now, and then if you were to include Mitch, if you were to include Camilla, they're not guaranteed Joe votes, but Camilla's a guaranteed Kyle vote. And so Joe's going to come in there and he's going to make his speech and he's going to say what he needs to say. But if he gets pushback and doesn't make the right arguments, he could lose. And my biggest thing is, what is Joe's game, Blake, to you? And I know that you've been looking at the edit and you're just so convinced Joe's going to win this. But what is his game that he is going to pitch at Final Tribal Council?
I think this is a very interesting question. I'm not going to say it's a leading question. I'm not going to say you're leading me astray or putting me a hole to get out.
I just want you to answer.
I think Joe's game is very interesting because he started on Loggy. And he had every single person. I guess Star has kind of been a non-entity and strategy for that stuff, but it was the California girls, the Eva, the Strong Alliance, every permutation of the Strong Alliance, every single dominant alliance that exists has had Joe either in it, figureheaded it, or the other thought process is people have kind of been like, what has Eva done to play well? And a lot of people are not giving her credit, but that almost gives Joe more credit of like, not only did I get myself to Final Five without any votes. Oh, you got a couple votes. Okay. But he also got Eva to the Final Five. I'm not saying he's dragging. I'm saying it is kind of cool to have a rock that goes, I don't know if this is every moment. I'm just assuming this is kind of what's happening with Joe of like, all right, today let's go do this. And if it's just Eva, great. If it's the other thing of like, hey, everybody, he's just a figurehead dude that's keeping everyone grounded that has been 94% honest. It's just that 6% isn't 100. So what is Joe's game? I am going to be a rock for everyone. I'm going to be the bigger brother, the dad, the uncle, whatever male figure you are used to having at home. I can be that for you on the island. I think that's something that's hard to gauge as fans of what he means to people of like, I know Joe's not lying to me. I know Mitch is saying that. I know Joe's not lying to me. I know Kyle and Camilla are saying that. Shaheen was saying that. Mm-hmm. Eva's saying that. That's pretty much everyone still in the game at Final Six was like, Joe has been a rock for me and all this stuff. Dominant physical game. So dominant physical game, dominant social game, and the strategy really hasn't been too all-star. I hate saying the word all-star. We don't care about that. The strategy this season hasn't been complex. So I don't think anybody can really go, my strategy has been 100 times better than everyone else, because the best strategy this season was to just stay the course and hope it's not you.
See, I disagree with that last part. I think your part up to that point is right, but I do disagree with that last part because I think that's
what he's going to say, and then people will argue that.
Oh, okay. So you're still talking as Joe. You're not talking as Blake there. Okay.
I think I could talk as Blake and Joe based on what we've seen in the edit. I think if somebody goes, I was a strategic mastermind of this season, I would go, looking at my notes, there's not 15 blindsides this season. There was a slow march to death for 80% of the jury. And I think the jury would either I don't think the jury would go, actually, this is probably one of the best strategic seasons.
So you don't think that Kyle and Camilla's move here in this last episode is a great strategic move? And the fact that earlier in the season, along with Shaheen, they were able to pull a similar thing on David, and that Kyle and Camilla did this to Thomas. You don't think that that's enough for a great strategic game to make that argument?
Okay. Another leading question. Blake's in a hole.
I love leading questions with you, Blake, because you never answer them directly. You're a politician at heart,
disclaimer,
man.
I wish I was a politician at heart. Okay. I did like the parallelism. That's look at you learning about media, people at home. The final five votes at that new green tribe. Final five vote there, final six vote are pretty much the same one of These are the there's four people that are involved in both. Thomas goes home in the first one. And I thought the thought process of we need to put in your head that Kyle and Camilla do not trust Shaheen past this vote. Everyone comes together and like, we're going to stick together. That foursome gets to six. That's pretty crazy. Because every time you have one of these triple tribe seasons, one of the swap tribes kind of dominates and everyone kind of forgets like, oh, we were thinking about OG tribes, but that swap tribe actually was the strong one. We should have gotten rid of some of you. So the parallelism was very interesting because Kyle and Camilla definitely screwed them hard when they got rid of Thomas. It was mm-hmm. We are smarter than you. We are better than you strategically. We have blindsided you. You are worse at Survivor than us. And let's go. How many people know about that exact thought process? When either Kyle or Camilla say that at the final tribal council, is everyone going to go, cool? Or is everybody going to go, why are we talking about final 15? Like, your best move in the game was getting rid of Thomas? Like, there's been
but it wasn't. The best move in the game was getting rid of Shaheen.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So now we're doing it again. We got them to turn on David. But David's somebody you can beat in the final three. But he's maybe taking your spot. He's calling heat on Camilla. So Camilla has to get rid of him. And therefore Kyle. Shaheen goes at six. Why was it good to get rid of Shaheen? I just want to ask you that so I can get your thought process on why was it good to get rid of Shaheen if you could tell me like three bullet points and then I'll use that to go the rest of the way.
Okay, so number one, you make it so that now at final five, Shaheen is not the swing vote, right? Like, because there is the potential that if you get rid of Joe or Eva at this, which it would have been Eva at this last tribal council, now Joe, Shaheen, and Mitch can team up to take out Kyle or Camilla because they could see Kyle and Camilla as a threat. Shaheen is more strategic and more likely to do that, whereas Mitch is more likely to side with Kyle and Camilla than to side with Joe and Eva. So that's one reason. Two, the reason why I think they go for Shaheen here instead of Eva is because Shaheen is a bigger threat to Kyle and Camilla's game. I think sitting at final tribal council, Shaheen is a bigger threat to explain a game that is better than Kyle and Camilla's in a way than Joe can. I don't think that they're as worried about Joe's game because Joe's game is very one note. If Shaheen can start making moves and can take credit for the Eva move, then how do Kyle and Camilla say, no, we're better than Shaheen because we did X, Y, and Z. I think Shaheen's more threatening. And I think with Shaheen being a debate professor, you don't want him sitting at final tribal council and as big of a fan as he is of the game. He probably is very good at making fire. I think Shaheen is super dangerous. I honestly think, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I've been seeing some people say it. Based on how Shaheen played the game, you might not initially say, wow, this is like a guy who should play again. But I truly think that if Shaheen played Survivor again, he'd be one of my favorites to win because this first game was so subtle. But if he were to play a second time, he brings everything to the game that you as an audience could want. But he has the game sense to understand when to go big and when not to. And on this season, he just knew not to because that's not the game that was being played. Are you asleep or miserable?
Oh man, you said a lot of stuff that I disagreed with, but here we go. We're gonna break it down. Shaheen going at six. What it happens at five when Joe or Eva wins immunity and
you
the other one gets the idol.
You vote out Mitch.
And then they go, Mitch, we don't want to vote you out. We get out rid of Kyle or Camilla.
They won't do that. Joe and Eva have not played that game, though. You're doing this from a logical, strategic player. They're not playing that game.
You got to let me talk for 5 seconds real quick. Because that's what I think's happening next Wednesday. I think that's what's happening. Because why would they vote out Mitch? You think two pairs are going to go to the final four. And then why would they go to final four? You think it's going to be Kyle and Camilla and Joe at the final three? And that then they're going to split votes. You think one of them's gonna?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk yet. You got
you hater. You hater. Okay.
Am I allowed to talk? I have to do this. I have to do this all the time.
God, am I allowed to talk? Phil, please don't do this. Okay. So the other thought process that made me think better about Joe's game as we were talking is one thing thank you in the chat who said this, and then it kind of whatchamacallit it in my mind, and I was like, well, okay, cool. I think not getting Joe out means they weren't being strategic. And I think I agree some with that. Can Joe say that out loud? And then I think Joe, at least twice, there's a chance for this to happen another time and maybe even another time. It's time to vote out Joe. And then he wins immunity and shuts the door and makes everyone, okay, we were going to mobilize against Joe probably, but now there's some, okay, we'll just vote out Mary. Or, okay, we'll just vote out. And I don't know if that's the exact one or not. But no, when they vote, they could have voted out Joe when they voted out Mary, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So it was the time before of let's vote out Joe, but he won immunity. And it was the time after let's vote out Joe. And it's like Camilla's whole thought process of how could Shaheen be so stupid and give Joe food? I thought that was a very interesting, let me cut your argument at the knees, Camilla, on the internet, of like, you don't, he doesn't get fed if he's eliminated from the game. And that's something where I go, okay, that makes some sense. 2 seconds, somebody's phone calling me. But that's just something in my head where I'm like, okay, can Joe say all this, or is it just all everybody that has all the information online? They can do it.
Tommy and I had an interesting talk yesterday where what we were trying to figure out with Joe here is if Joe's game kind of feels like it's got to end on a positive note, which winning is a positive note and being a fallen angel is a positive note. But in almost every scenario right now, it feels like Joe ends up in the final three. The only way Joe doesn't end up in the final three is probably if Kyle, Mitch, or Camilla win immunity at final five and Eva plays the idol for herself and they vote Joe out of the game. But it feels like Joe is going to be favored to win whatever the next immunity challenge is. And if he doesn't win it, Eva's also very good at challenges. So Eva could win that challenge, give Joe her immunity idol, and I think they vote Mitch out. Now, I know you were saying, I don't think this is going to happen. I think you're wrong. And look, at the end of the day, next Thursday, we are going to sit down on Digging Deeper. And one of us is going to be going, nana, nana, poo, poo, I told you so, the entire time. Now, I hope it's me because I will make your life a living hell. But if it's
what,
if
when it's, haven't you, Phil?
But if it's you, I hope just you make my life a living hell. I really do.
I will be a gracious person.
Oh, he's already ready to lose. That's why. I've never seen Blake be gracious when he wins. Never. He's never been gracious when he wins. The man cheated at a card game against me that I didn't know how to play so that he could win.
Literally one time.
Because we only did it one time.
I literally 96% of that game, I was honest. And I just...
You're Joe, and guess what, dude? You ended up losing because I called you on your bullshit. So, but being serious here, it's like next week, one of us is going to be very wrong. It is, and it's not even that we're very wrong. I think that this is actually a really good comment here that I want to bring up, which is from Mystic. The edit was interesting because if Kyle wins, he got a great winner's edit. But they did a huge decoy winner's edit with Joe to build up a competitive finale. And I think that's so true, and here's my reason why. Kyle currently has like 77 confessionals. He's been integral in almost every move that has taken place on this season. He's been there for everything, and we've heard his backstory, personal coverage, all that. If Kyle wins this season, Blake, and we turn around and we rewatch this season this summer, binge it in 1 week, you're going to say, how did I not pick up on this? But if Joe wins this season, I'm going to sit there over the summer on a binge and say, how did I not pick up on this? I think they actually have created two very compelling winner arguments. Now, if Camilla wins, I'm going to say, it's kind of there, but it wasn't always there, right? That's kind of like Gabler. Gabler, it was kind of there, but it wasn't always there. But Cassidy and Owen, it was never there. So he was the best option out of those three. But Jesse or Carla early on felt like they were the winner options for that season. Carla fell off big time in the post-merge and then whatever. But I do think that right now, there is a great decoy going on. Kyle has 22 more confessionals than Joe right now. 22. And that's what David Dubel here, who put up another one that you starred that we're going to have to show in a second, says, the only reason I think Joe could lose is the confessional count. That is a big difference, especially when Joe is being viewed as the main character of this season by a lot of people. So I get where you're coming from on this stuff, but I think because you are a reality TV fan, a massive one, bigger than Will and I for sure, you understand how to win these games. You understand how to make a logical argument based on the information that this person has. You know how to pitch Joe's game at Final Tribal Council. You could do it. If you somehow went out there and won six immunity challenges like Joe could do, break the record set by Colby in season two that's never been broken. If you played that game, dominated and said, I was the biggest threat the whole game and you guys strategically couldn't vote me out, you know how to argue that. But does Joe know how to argue that? And I don't know if he does.
And you think Kyle being a lawyer is going to know all that, how to do that?
And here's my last point, because you brought up they're going to vote out Kyle. Why would you vote out Mitch? This is a season of pairs.
If they vote out Mitch at five, Joe deserves to lose.
That's the thing.
I don't think they're going to.
But I think with this being a season of pairs, as Jeff called it, and the pairs really have dominated so much of this season, I think that we will get the pairs going through, because what Kyle is going to say to Joe and Eva is, I want to go to the final three with both of you. Let's get Mitch out. He's better at fire. Let's get Camilla to four, because at the end of the day, the goal for Kyle is obviously to win, but his secondary goal is to ensure that either him or Camilla is sitting at final three. He wants one of them there. And so that's going to be his pitch. And Joe and Eva are going to say, sure, why not? We got to get rid of Mitch and Camilla anyway. And you're probably right. Mitch will be better at fire. And that's why Camilla is going to survive. The only way I think Mitch doesn't go home is if Mitch wins immunity. And then that becomes a very interesting final five.
Go Mitch. I think the thought process for me that would be kind of interesting is, does Joe counterpunch of Kyle punch? I absorb what Kyle say. I say something a little better. And if Kyle says, my goal in the end game of this was to get me or Camilla to the end, because we were a secret alliance, and the whole time, I'm glad I got there, but I would have been just as happy to see Camilla go. It sucks she lost in fire. And Joe goes, you had a secret alliance? I got Eva to the final three, showing all of you guys the whole time I was aligned with her. I literally hugged her on national TV, calmed her nerves. We've been together as the strongest pair in the game. Who cares if yours was secret? Mine was in your face, and we both made it to the final three. Like, what is more impressive in that? Your secret one that doesn't make it both to the end because you want her vote, or mine that was in your face the whole time? We worked together. People were waking me up. Shaheen, do you remember this? You woke me up to tell on Eva going to go get her... knowledge is power, whatever the hell. I don't remember what it is. My name's Joe. And like, that's something people are going to go, oh, okay. And is there a theory of it's going to be a 4-4 tie? And then what would be the ultimate? Jeff Probst loves this season. Eva, it was a 4-4 tie.
Yeah.
But Eva reaches over and goes, Kyle, I'm sorry, but Joe has been there for me the whole game, and now I get to be there for him.
You know, it'd be the greatest ending ever.
Oh, my God.
If there was a 4-4 tie, and then Eva was like, Joe, I'm sorry, but you didn't play the best game, and then votes for Kyle. That would be the best. But no,
I'm crying, dude. That's such a good ending.
Shut up. I think you're really onto something with that, though, for sure. And I think that is a fair argument. What's going to be interesting is to see, how dismissive can Kyle and Camilla, or Kyle or Camilla, be of the Joe-Eva relationship? Because they'd be like, we were dominant. We let you all know it was here, blah, blah, blah. Are Kyle and Camilla going to be able to use that and say, well, yeah, that was a great shield, but also, like, you were never seen as a threat to actually win the game by anybody. Everybody wanted to go to final three with you guys. Now, I'm not saying that's the truth, but if Shaheen wants to do it, if Kyle's not worried about it, if Camilla's not worried about it, and honestly, it doesn't seem like Mitch is all that worried about it. If people are trying to go to final three with you as a pairing, then maybe you're not that strong of a pairing. Like Jenna Lewis probably beats Boston Rob and Amber back in All-Stars. So she was smart to just keep going through the game with them, because if she wins the final three immunity, she wins the season. Is that going to be an argument people are going to make?
Did you see the Jenna Lewis like conspiracy theory thing? We never saw her foot actually move, and that could have been somebody else's dream team foot. That showed up in the last 3 weeks. I was like, people cannot be.
Yeah,
going
saying
back
Clipo
that far.
Does kind of shut me up here and says Mitch very clearly didn't want Joe still in. So maybe Mitch is the only one worried about Joe, but nobody else seems to be.
So who does the jury like better? Because your arguments for Kyle and Camilla are so outstanding. People say give Blake an Oscar for mine for Joe. So. And I do think if you go, who wanted to vote out Eva, does anybody think Camilla is a threat to win the game? Or is that kind of like we've perceived Camilla as being the best person on the bottom that is getting dragged because we did not see the relationship? And I think there's been some times at Final Tribal Council where somebody's going, no, don't. That perception you had was wrong. I only have one night to tell you in Ponderosa, and then I'll say it on camera. I'm fourth place Camilla, who lost in fire. I actually did everything with Kyle, I promise. And people go, well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she doesn't have a long time to pitch it. She doesn't. Yeah. And then I think what it comes down to is whatever she's saying, can Kyle then the next night prove it, right? And if he's able to elevate on that, then everybody sits there and goes, oh, shit. Camilla wasn't lying. That's pretty crazy. Kyle's like owning all of this. And especially if in his, you know, what is it? Your first words, whatever it is, before anybody even asks him a question, if he's able to say, this is what I did. And they go, oh, wow. That's what Camilla told us last night too. Now they're listening with their ears a little more perked. I want to ask you this though, because I asked this to Tommy yesterday. He doesn't think it matters, but I'm curious what you think. If, cause you've been a fan, I know. And Tommy's been a fan forever too, but obviously you're a day one guy sort of. If Joe breaks the immunity record, does that put him over the top in people's minds? Or is he on a season? And I'm asking this, I'm not trying to be leading, but I'm asking this like just to think through the people.
It's just a question, Phil. It doesn't have to be leading. I've been pretty rude to you about leading questions.
You're pretty rude in general, but do you think that he would win, that would put him over the top? Or is he unfortunately on a season that even by breaking that record, the people are going to favor more of a strategic game than a physical? And those who would respect the physical don't really have an understanding of the history of Survivor, such as David probably doesn't even know 5 is tied for the record and could care less.
Joe has 5 currently, right?
He has 4. So if he wins the last 2 and gets to the final 3, he has
4.
6.
I thought he had 5. My bad. Thank you for helping me. So here's what I think is going to happen. There's also Jeff Probst at this final tribal. And I may be saying more. They're going to hear Jeff Probst talk one more time at final 5 and then another time at final 4. And Jeff Probst is probably going to say, do some work. And not on purpose, but Jeff Probst will say, oh my God, we're starting Final 5 Tribal. Oh my God, Joe, you just won your 5th one. It's some of the most dominant in the new era we've ever seen, because only one other person in the new era. Does somebody else in the new era has 5?
No. Okay. Rachel got 4. The last person to win 5, if I'm not mistaken, is Brad Culpepper.
Okay. I kind of knew that. I didn't want to be wrong, though.
I don't know if Ben had 5. Ben might have had 5, too, but I'll see. I think he has 4.
What will be true, and I will think Jeff will say out loud at either Final 5 or Final 4 in front of the whole jury, Jeff will say, Joe, you have won 5 immunities, which is the most dominant performance in the new era. How does it feel to do that? Like, is that something you came in wanting to do?
Ben didn't win any. He just kept getting immunity idols.
That's crazy. And I do think that connecting the dots for people that maybe aren't aware of the major history, I think they know that they're in the new era. I think that the new era is harder in some ways. I'm not going to say easier. It's different in some ways. And I think people going, oh my God, in this new era where strong dudes have been targeted, that was David's whole thing. The strongest dude that rose above that and beat David. Like, he beat David a couple times to win those. It's some of the best competition ever. Kyle has been super strong. Oh my gosh. If he puts a puzzle together, it'd be like, I beat Camilla in a puzzle. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think that thought process of Jeff Probst putting, Jeff Probst is not influencing the jury. Jeff Probst is giving context of Joe's game in a way to talk about it for tribal. And then people will go, holy shit. That's why I think sometimes when Jeff hyperbolizes a little bit, it's like, that kind of sucks when you do that.
But it's the game. Yeah.
If he does say, wow, five wins is the best in the new era, I think Cedric will go, okay. David will go, God damn it. That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
And I think bitter jurors, who knows if there's going to be any bitter jurors? We do kind of know. But I think bitter jurors, whenever they're faced with stuff of like, when I came into this game, I wanted to be the most dominant physical player and work with the strongest people and just have battles like it was the Olympics. Thanks, Camilla, for that wonderful thought process about it. But when David goes, that's kind of the game Joe played. Mm. And yeah, he burned me. But how could I want people to celebrate my win that way? And not celebrate Joe's win when he does it the way I thought I was going to win. But does David have the humility to think that? Or I don't know if that's the right word, but
yeah. Let's get into, I said we were going to talk about this with the final five, and then we'll talk about the pairs at the very end here. But with the final five, what would have to happen for each person to win? And I know that the answer with like Joe and Eva is essentially a meteor strike, but it's like, let's try to take this seriously for a sec. And I'm not saying that we don't, but like if Eva was going to win this game, what do you think would need to take place for Eva to ultimately pull out the win? Is, you know, what would have to go absolutely perfectly for her down the stretch, and who would she have to sit next to, do you think?
I think Eva, let's talk about some argument strategies. Let's do some academics here. You can appeal to people's emotional state, their logical state, and what's the third one?
Ethos, mythos.
Ethics, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So logical, it's not emotional, or ethical. And that's some basic, like, fourth grade version of that. So I think Eva would be emotional of... I think you guys have heard me talk about it. And let me talk about what a day in my life looks like of autism. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of mentioned it, but like, I've been underestimated, and I know people come into Survivor and say the word underestimated, but legitimately, some people, when they see me at airports, treat me like I'm four. And it has been heartbreaking. And finding a team like my hockey team gave me the way to, like, they treat me like I'm one of the boys. And on this game of Survivor, I found another group of people that treated me like one of the boys. And it's been so emotional for me every day. Maybe I've kept to myself, but I'm going to remember these 26 days for the rest of my life. Because I felt like I was one of you guys. I felt like we had one of the strongest alliances, and every day that we voted someone out that wasn't one of us, it really felt like, wow, this team is working together. And now I'm in the finals, and I never thought I would be here, but it's like, even I'm underestimating myself. And Jeff, being on this beach, going through all this hurt and good decisions, bad decisions, I've learned that underestimating myself would be a disservice to myself. And I hope you don't underestimate me anymore. And like, I'm like trying to,
I mean, you're crying. Like, if anybody gets Blake's face, it's crazy.
And you're like, if she does that, like, how are you going to go, man, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. And James Barber, she would have to idle out Kyle at five. or turn on Joe. She's not going to turn on Joe, but if she idles out Kyle at five and then gets to final three without Joe, I think she could beat Camilla and Mitch exactly with like the pitch you're making. Like, nobody's going to listen to that pitch and say, oh, but she just rode Joe's coattails. They're going to listen to that pitch and they're going to say, all right, let me hear what else you have to say as I ask these questions. No, I don't think that that'll automatically win her the game by any means. But I do think that it'll at least get the jury to listen to her, because I do think that there's many people on that jury right now who are kind of like, yeah, whatever. We don't, Eva's not going to win. So they look, that's what I'm talking about. Like, create the path, right? What needs to happen? Well, it's like a team that hasn't officially been eliminated from the playoffs yet still has a path to get in, even if it's a one in a million shot. And so for Eva, I think that so much has to go right. I think she could make the exact pitch you just made, but if she doesn't play her idol to get rid of a big threat like a Kyle, and if she's sitting next to Joe, I think Joe eats up the votes. And I think ultimately she falls into a Carolyn type position where it's like, we like you, but it doesn't work. But there's an avenue there. So now, the one that I know you've been waiting for, Blake, give me Mitch's pitch. Like, do you think...
Okay, I'm going.
I know, I'm just worried.
I gotta get into it. And I think what was interesting, you're like, how does Eva win? Let's focus on the positives. I say that version, and then you go, but it's going to be negative. And you're like, okay, like, yes, Eva would need a couple moves in her hat and, like, go rogue. If she did the whole Joe, did you vote for who you voted for and pull a Natalie Anderson? Even if it's not true, that would be such a badass move. And Joe would be like, what the hell? And you'd be like, I just did it for fun. Sorry. Okay. How does Mitch win this game in a final tribal? We have logical, we have ethical, and we have emotional. I think this is another emotional one. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I think his would be not the exact same. I'm not going to say it all over again or whatever, but does his story pay off? Oh my God.
San Clippo says, somebody just play the Aggie battle hymn for Blake right now.
So Mitch, does the jury connect with Mitch on an emotional level? Or are they kind of like Mitch? I think what maybe would happen in a final tribal is people would do some of the most heartbreaking stuff. It's very sad when it happens. And I feel so bad for the third person when they do this, when they go, Will, I'm not going to really talk to you. I'm only going to talk to Phil and Blake tonight. They're the only two people that have shot at my vote. Love. Thanks for being out here. I'm not going to vote for you. And then it'll be like, does Mitch like falter during all that? Or does Mitch stick up for himself and go, all of you wanted to be in the position I was in. And I made sure no matter who was on the chopping block, I was going to be one ahead of them. And some people in this game that do that are considered some of the greatest. And maybe I can't connect with you all the time. And maybe I was on a really crappy swap tribe where I was placed with some of the people that got 10th, 11th, and 12th place, where I had nobody to work with at 10. I was trying to work with Charity. I was on the other side of that vote. Most people go home right after Charity. I'm still here. I didn't luck into that. I worked my way a certain way, and then you're like, damn, Mitch, thank you for sharing that. I was not aware of that. I'm still going to vote for someone else because my perception over the last week and a half has been different.
Yeah, I think for Mitch, he can't beat Kyle and he can't beat Joe, in my opinion. Now, if he beats Joe and Eva at final three, like if that's the final three and he wins that, the edit on this season was so bad. That would be so bad, because we'd sit here and go, how did Joe just lose to Mitch? We don't understand that as an audience. But if Mitch were to sit next to Eva and Camilla, maybe there's an argument there where, you know, same thing you were saying with Kyle earlier, where like if Kyle can't get to the jury and explain what happened with Camilla and Camilla doesn't pitch herself at the end there, maybe Mitch could win just because everybody likes Mitch more. I think the problem that Mitch has run into is there's not a single person out there who doesn't like Mitch, but they don't like Mitch enough to vote for him to win over somebody who played a better game. Because at the end of the day, they like Joe, they like Camilla, they like Kyle and they like Eva just as much. And it's just not the right season for what happened to Mitch. And I think Mitch just backed himself into a corner. So for Mitch to win, in my opinion, he'd have to win the last two immunities and vote Joe and Kyle out of the game, which just isn't going to happen. But if he did that, maybe we're having a different
Mitch
conversation.
Mitch builds fire against the one at four.
Against Joe and wins. Yeah, he wins immunity, votes Kyle out, gets to four, wins immunity, sits next to Joe at fire, gets rid of Joe, goes to final three next to Camilla and Eva. Now, again, we're talking in total hypotheticals because none of that's going to happen, but that's what Mitch would have to do to win this game.
Okay, I'll root for that. I'm down.
Okay, let's go Eva now. Oh, no, we already did Eva. What am I talking about? Let's go Camilla. Sorry. Your Eva speech made me cry so hard I forgot about it. All right, let's go Camilla.
I think Camilla is going to apply to people's ethical thought process about the game of I equal parts backstabbed you and never lied to any of you because I played, you care about clean games, David. Here's why mine is the cleanest. Every one of you guys that is on the jury was probably not working with me. And all the ones that were working with me had people above me in your plans. So I was in the amorphous spot on purpose of everyone needed me, but nobody would feel bad if I was against them. And I would be like, oh my God, like this is a way to play Survivor that has existed for years. But nobody said it that perfectly as much as Camilla, because Camilla's smart as hell. And then when I do mention what happened at Final 15, when I did that super good play and told Kyle what to do at Final 15, we were locked in together as allies till the very end. Yes, I did have some heat on my butt at Final 10, at Final 9, but I was playing so well with the Secret Alliance. People would come up to Kyle and tell him it's time to get out Camilla. And instead of Kyle going, there's nothing I can do, like some of your allies did with you when I came up to them, Kyle and my bond was stronger than pretty much everyone's in the game. I'm not going to talk about Joe and Eva's because they're probably stronger, right? My bond with Kyle was stronger than everyone else. And that's what kept me in. I have outplayed you constantly. I have outwitted most of you, and I'm excited to outlast Kyle or whoever's against me right now. I can't wait to answer your questions to get you into my mindset, into those moments, because I had a blast playing this game.
And I think what you just said is why I think she can beat Joe or Eva. Her versus Joe would be close, and Joe might be able to eke it out against her. But I think that type of argument might put Joe on his heels and might gain respect. I talk all the time about with Survivor, if you come in as the underdog and you achieve, you don't even have to overachieve, but if you come in as the underdog and you achieve, people tend to be like, wow, that person's great. Then you come in like Garrett Adelstein, and you underachieve, and they're like, dude, this guy sucks. He's got all the muscles in the world, and he can't do anything. And even if you're achieving at the same level as the underdog, the alpha person is the one who gets the negative, and the underdog is the one who gets the positive for doing the same amount. So Camilla would be coming into this final tribal council, and she would be making this pitch, and I think they'd go, oh, wow, there's a lot that we didn't see here. That's really compelling. Joe, what are you going to say to rebuttal? Now, Joe would have to come up with something that's got to be more than just I won five immunities or four immunities or whatever it was, and me and Eva went to the end. I don't think Camilla can beat Kyle for one reason and one reason only. Kyle has better relationships with every single person on that jury than Camilla does. I think that Kyle beats her because of that, because Kyle was in the know and was playing with the people who are in the majority alliance. So I think for Camilla to win, she has to make the exact argument you just made against any of the three other people that aren't Kyle. But if Kyle gets there, I don't think she can win.
And I think Camilla has figured that out based on the promo of, I kind of need Kyle to go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So now we're down.
We realizing I would be pretty good at final tribal councils until somebody said one thing that would make me emotionally mad and then I would falter immediately?
I mean, you said the thing earlier about you got to let me talk for 5 seconds, and I said, okay, I'm allowed to talk.
Yeah, I already lost tribal there. But
yeah, you were ready to run
people
out.
People counting down 1, 2, 3 yeah. would drive me crazy. I would literally
That's the stupidest thing. Tiffany should never play Survivor again because of that. Like, I hope Tiffany is never on another season of Survivor.
What's cool about the new era is none of these people are coming back ever unless there's a new era All-Stars.
Yeah, well, anyway, so...
What the heck, David?
I think that's accurate. Do you get past 17th place in any season? Even if there's 16 people on the season, I don't know if you finish better than 17th. So now we have Joe and David, and here's our last two. So you don't even have to really make the arguments for these two. I just want to hear, in your opinion, what needs to happen for these. Let's say these two guys sit next to each other, right? Because I think that for sure, if Kyle sits next to anybody but Joe, he wins. I think if Joe sits next to anybody but Kyle, he probably wins, though he could lose to Camilla. Joe wins 100% of the time in a Joe, Eva, Mitch final three, in my opinion. But what does Joe need to do for the remainder of the game to beat Kyle? And what does Kyle need to do for the remainder of the game to beat Joe?
Interesting question. I think... who's going to go home at 5 is a very interesting. We've had Kyle say, I don't want to turn on Joe at 7. So he doesn't. Does Joe return the favor of Kyle is not immune at final 5, but he has some heat? Does he go, damn, I'm thinking about the end? Or does he go, okay, Kyle, let's go to, I think there will be a fire making thought process. Of if we all go to 4, why would they vote out Mitch, though?
I really think that they're going to vote out Mitch because Joe and Eva are just so committed to the keep it strong, keep it strong, keep it strong. Kyle and Camilla would rather vote out Joe or Eva at 5, but in that scenario where Joe wins immunity and Eva has her idol, they have to vote out Mitch because they're not going to vote out each other. So in the scenario that I'm looking at, I'm strictly looking at a Joe versus Kyle final 3 that Camilla is not in.
Here's one thought process real quick.
Cuz Joe beats Kyle and Camilla potentially because the two of them split the votes and Joe could be like, but I get everybody else, I win 4-2-2.
It's 48. They don't vote out the person that makes sense. I don't get if this crushes Mitch or keeps him in. But I do. Here's my thought process. We were kind of mad at Pizza Justin because Pizza Justin didn't say exactly what he needed to do to stick in. And one thing, if I'm going to compliment Mitch, that he does know is how to stay in the game. Mm-hmm. So I think if Joe or Eva wins an immunity and they're the odds on favorites based on all the stuff we've seen, and they have the idol that everyone knows about, does Mitch use his 15 minutes in front of both of those people and go, I know you're not voting me out because it would be dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I either didn't think of that, that'd be rude, or now that you say that, it does make more sense to make the move on Kyle and Camilla and kind of being like, strategically, our alliance has made it as far as it makes sense, because voting out Mitch would almost be a, you don't know how to play Survivor and we're going to use this against you at final tribal.
Yeah.
And then that's why Camilla goes at 5, because, oh crap, I won't turn on Kyle.
Because there's no scenario really where Kyle goes home at 5. A lot of people are saying, what if Kyle goes at 5? But Joe and Eva want to take Kyle as far as they can. That's been the plan, right? Like, they're part of it and Kyle hasn't wavered. Camilla would be the one to go there at 5. And then Kyle would just have to win immunity there at final 4 or win fire at 4 to sit in the final 3. I think the thing with...
I think it's a final 3 of Joe, Kyle, and Mitch. And here's why I think that. Ooh. And it's going to be crazy. Camilla goes at 5 based on the scenario I just said, because Mitch isn't dumb. Mitch isn't dumb. Mitch is kind of passive, but I think he's got the 20 minutes that Pizza Justin didn't have. And then it's final 4. We take it. Like, Joe goes, I'll take Mitch to the end.
See, no, Joe wouldn't do that, but I'm Kyle would
up.
Do it.
I'm screwing this
Kyle
up.
Could do it.
Kyle takes Mitch to the end, and then it's Joe versus Eva in the fire. This is the only way Joe can eliminate Eva and have it be socially acceptable. I don't think I'm going to let Eva go. That would be crazy. He's here for himself. And then that's crazy because it does the prophecy of Mitch gets to the end with three dudes. And then the tie is live. And then it's Mitch voting to break the tie.
I think he votes for Kyle.
All of that. And then he votes for Kyle. And that makes sense as a, how the hell did this vote happen this way? We're never going to be able to explain this as an editing team because it blew our mind too. And then I think I don't want to do it, but I think there's some people that could be like, why would Mitch vote for Kyle? Joe and Mitch have they had personal content? Have they had like, I think Mitch, what is Mitch going to value in this game if he's a juror, even at the last minute?
I think he would probably go. I think him being as big of a fan as he is, I think he would probably go with like who made the moves. And I said this to Tommy yesterday. I feel like with Mitch hasn't driven any moves, but he's been a part of all of these moves. He was a part of the David move. He was a part of the Shaheen move. He's going to be more in the know of how those things took place. So I think that would actually lead to him voting for Kyle instead
and
of
I,
Joe.
I just heard what you said. I'm going to pull up the Wikipedia of Survivor 48. Because you said Mitch was part of the move for Shaheen, but the Shaheen's voting for Mitch. So it's not.
And David was voting for Mitch as well.
Yeah. So I would go, that's self-preservation instead of driving the bus. But I'm kind of, I don't know if I'd be a dick voter in a final tribal or not, but it is something. Yeah, there's three votes for Mitch when David goes. So
yeah,
he was part of the vote, but we could have done it without him. And if he didn't go with us, he was going to get eliminated. So,
so I want to ask you one last thing here because I got to run because I'm in somebody else's house right now and I need to get out. But I want to ask you this.
I still have another. We haven't talked about Shaheen yet, bro.
Dude, I know you have so many pictures down there. There you go. There he is.
My favorite photo of Survivor 48 is when.
So here's my question to you with this whole season of pairs thing and how successful this has been for Joe and Eva.
Season of pairs like Shaheen and Kyle?
Well, that's what Shaheen thought. But you have Kyle and Camilla. Do you think that this changes the way people play in like 51 and 52? Because 49, they're already out there. They finished playing already. Do you think that this is actually going to impact the way people play in the future? No.
I think people are going to try to pop their ganglion cyst before they come out.
Dude, come
on. So they don't have.
I love that you didn't use any of these photos. And now it's like here.
Well,
they are.
I thought we were going to talk about Shaheen for another 35 minutes.
Oh, well, you know what? We still have eight minutes.
North Carolina.
Yeah, they're walking back now.
Talk about Shaheen and what you thought about Shaheen as a Survivor player and a gamer. You already said if he came back for another season, he would blank.
He'd be very good.
What did you think about Shaheen's 48 game, 48 presence, 48?
I want to give Shaheen credit for something big time here, okay? And I want this picture for it so that he looks at me lovingly while I say this. I think Shaheen probably adapted the most from how he thought he would play the game to how he actually played the game out of everybody. Because I think Shaheen is a big-time gamer who wants to make big-time strategic moves, who wants to do a lot of crazy stuff. And he probably saw himself as somebody like he fits in with 46, right? Which is the cast he was supposed to be on. Because if he's on 46, he's in all the idol mayhem. But I think that for this season, he had to take a back seat and let it unfold the way it did. Because if he starts trying to play too hard, it's going to get him voted out. No, but the thing is, you can't defend against what you don't know. Shaheen got sideswiped and didn't know it was coming. He got T-boned when he had the green light. He didn't know it was coming. His pitch to Kyle, as everybody on the internet is saying, made a lot of sense. So if the pitch makes sense and people are dumb for not for voting Shaheen out, then Shaheen can't simultaneously be wrong because Shaheen's reads were right. I think he made a lot of adjustments. I think his adaptability is high. I think he could play on another season. His threat level would be low. I think he has a high ceiling. I think he has a high floor. He would be somebody. I don't see Shaheen ever finishing worse than like ninth place on a season unless there's all these stupid, you know, lost votes and stuff, which obviously are there. But that's what it would take to get him to go out early. So in my opinion, I think that Shaheen has huge upside, and I would not be surprised if we see him play again at all.
Nice. I took the words right out.
How much do you disagree with everything I just said?
Dude, I set you up to meet me in the middle, and you go, I just took a bus to freaking New York, and I know you live in LA, so meet me in the middle. I just said meet me in the middle twice. I cannot wait for Shaheen to come back so he can lose again, because what's that thing of, I wish I had two more hands so I could give those four thumbs down.
Why?
I think if it's a yin and yang, you know, it for every Shaheen lover that wants to see him play again and see this, it's something where you're like, I really think this is the microcosm or the apex of a Survivor superfan and what they care about on the show versus somebody that is there to play and win $1 million. And I think there was a lot of interesting stuff to me. The final words was extremely interesting because he goes, I don't know what to say. And every other single time he kind of had a response ready. And I don't know if I mentioned this of an yes, I did. The impromptu speech of like, I've got 3 minutes to say something. He didn't know what to say in his final words because I don't think he ever thought he was going to lose. Because every other moment on the show, he had planned and ready to go. And if you don't think you're going to lose, I don't think you're playing hard enough. And I think he just said, I'm playing the best game out of everyone at Final Six. I don't think a lot of people would agree with that at home. I don't know how many people are going to corroborate that in the final tribal of you nailed it by getting rid of Shaheen. I was ready to vote for him the whole time. And we had Mary go, I would have voted for Shaheen. Or what was the exact line where we're like, oh, clearly Shaheen's not in the final three then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, For me, the thing is, though, I feel like your points, you know, Shaheen was definitely leaning into the character element of this a little bit. And I get what you're saying with some of that. But I do feel like if Shaheen was playing not to win $1 million, he would have made big pointless moves earlier in the game. I actually think that him being patient on this season is why he doesn't win $1 million. But I think that he understood that the best way for him to win $1 million was to just kind of sit and do what he needed to do.
Cool.
That's just my opinion because it's a guy who could have just made moves to make moves.
I know you got 17 seconds. We got Joe versus Kyle in final tribal. Third person doesn't matter. Let's count the jury votes.
I did this yesterday, Blake. You count the jury votes. I want to hear what your take is.
I'm sorry you did it with somebody I didn't watch because they were wrong the whole time.
So
I literally clicked on, I can't wait to see what Tommy Smoke says. And it was like, Kyla Camilla just won the game. I was like, exit, go eat lunch.
So, okay, I'll tell you how I think it's going to go. Kyle, Joe, Eva sit in final three, right? So that there's no random Eva vote going there. And Camilla votes Kyle. I don't think it matters anyway, but Camilla votes Kyle. I think that David votes Kyle. And some people are trying to say, oh, in the exit press with Dalton, Shaheen hints that David votes for Kyle or votes for Joe. I don't think that's true at all. Shaheen says, I thought at the time that David would have voted for me over Joe. And people are like, oh, that means that he's voting for David. It's like, no, that just means that literally at final six, he thinks that he's getting David's vote. That doesn't mean that David's voting. So I think David votes for Joe. So that's two. I think that Chrissy votes. I'm sorry. What am I saying? Okay. Calm down. These are all Kyle votes. Camilla, David, Chrissy, Mary, probably Mitch. At least those five. Now, if Mitch is in the third place spot and Eva is on the jury, then that's an obvious Joe vote. But I don't think that changes anything else. I think that Chrissy, Mary, David, and Camilla all vote Kyle. And I think Shaheen probably votes Kyle. I had this comment that I had up, and I want to bring it back because, Blake, it'll make you happy. But there's a guy over here with 118,000 followers on X. So not only is their opinion more valid, they are a better person than I am. And I had said, absolutely masterful gameplay by Kyle and Camilla. One of them is the winner of this season. To which this guy, Adam Townsend, responded. Do you know who this is? I don't know who this is. He said, they voted out their own ally who was aligned with them to take out Joe or Eva and put a guaranteed vote for Joe in the jury. But other than that, it was brilliant. And this person who has 118,000 followers clearly is not being sarcastic here. He's being very sincere because this seems like a very sincere person that I should take very, very seriously. And so when I see that comment, it makes me laugh because then I say, I don't think that Shaheen's a guaranteed vote for Joe. Adam Townsend has now disappeared to go pay for more X followers. Like, that's what he has now done. He's not around.
Starting random beef with real people. So, start random beef with survivors. Like,
so, me, so my thing is that when I look at this, I think a lot of people have just bought in so hard to the fact that Shaheen's a guaranteed vote for Joe. And that's not the truth, because everything that I've heard from Shaheen is like, I don't really respect Joe's game. I could have beat him. So he's probably going to sit there and say, yeah, Kyle, you did play a better game than Joe. I'm going to vote for him. Because if you don't think that everybody else is going to vote for Joe over you, then you're probably also not thinking that same thing. So
here's one thought process. Of your five votes for Kyle, I disagree with two of them wholeheartedly. So let's go, baby. Let's see that final tribal. And I
which two do you disagree with wholeheartedly? Because I need to make sure to make a note of this in case I need to yell at you next Thursday.
I don't think you paid attention to anything Chrissy said. If you think she's going to vote for Kyle over Joe.
Okay. And so I know that Chrissy votes Joe.
I do. I think there's a respect and a called shot of, I told you so. And now I vote you Joe. Because you guys did not listen, and I'm going to punish you all because I'm not going to say, yeah, Kyle, you played the best game by dragging the person who was probably hard to beat.
So, okay, that's fair. So I want you to go through everybody, not Joe or Kyle. It just who would vote for Joe or Kyle? Now, granted, if Joe and Kyle don't sit next to each other at Final Three, you and I are never going to be able to have our full argument here, but you'll be wrong because Joe will have not won. But they are walking back, so you literally have 3 minutes. So I want you to go through every jury member and tell me who you think they're going to vote for so I can heckle you later. So Cedric.
Cedric is voting for Joe. Joe was super dominant, and Cedric respects somebody that is as old as he is, crushing this game when Cedric faltered at certain parts of it.
Okay, so then for Chrissy, she's voting Joe. You
she's voting
that.
For Joe. She put him as number one at 10. He made it to the end.
Okay, now let's go to David.
David, I think, is 70% Kyle, 30% Joe. If Joe does the Jean-Robert Todd thing, David votes for Joe.
Okay. Star.
Star was on a tribe with both of these people. Joe at the beginning, David through the midsection. I think she voted with David more. Or I'm not even saying the right thing. She was never with Kyle. I just did David at the final tribal. My bad. She was way more connected to Joe. I don't see how Kyle gets her vote out
okay,
of that.
Okay, so you're going Joe.
Going Joe.
Okay. Mary.
Mary will vote for Kyle.
Okay. Shaheen.
I think Shaheen has California girl, and seeing a California girl win is more important than... I think he will do the, you voted me out because I was the best, and great job.
Okay, Eva would vote Joe, so that's a lock if she goes onto the jury. Camilla is going to vote Kyle. That's a lock if she goes onto the jury. Mitch.
And then it's all on Mitch. I don't know what numbers we're at right now. But
you have Shaheen, Star, Chrissy, and Cedric all voting for Joe, which would, in the worst case scenario, force a tie. So if Eva is sitting over on the jury, Joe wins. Now, if Eva's sitting next to Joe, I actually think Star could vote for Eva over Joe and Kyle, to be completely honest with you. Which then could be the losing vote.
Can predict Sid's vote is wild. Cedric's votes for everyone. Everything is viable.
So Mitch, who you got? Because you got like 30 seconds. Mom and dad are coming home. Hurry up.
I never had a dad coming home. This is a new thought process for me. Mitch, what does he do? And I don't think I can pretend to predict Mitch's. And I think Mitch will be all about the last 2 days of this game. And I'm going to go ahead and put him as the question mark and say it's kind of more fun to not know what Mitch is going to do, because then I'm excited to watch the last 30 minutes of Survivor 48.
So here you go. An Eva, Joe, Kyle final three. You would have Cedric, Chrissy, Star, Shaheen all vote for Joe. You would have Camilla, Mary, David,
70% of David
vote for Kyle, and then it would come down to Mitch. So you're pretty much saying Joe wins, because then Eva's gonna vote for Joe to win at Final Tribal. So final percentage, Blake, and then we gotta go. What's your percentage confidence that Joe wins this game on Wednesday night?
Joe wins this game 100% of
no way. You're going 100%.
Put all your money on Joe, bro. Why wouldn't That's you?
That's Why digging deeper,
it
baby.
Joe's the main character. He's been around for 10 weeks as the number one guy. Nobody's taking him out. You think fire? You think fire? You're going to be a fireman at fire? Look, are we having fun watching 48? We made it fun. Look at us.
We've been fun the whole time. Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, that's going to do it. That is the final pre-finale podcast that we have. This is the last one. The next time you hear from me, it will be Wednesday night at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I don't know what time it is. I think it may be 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. But Will and I will be doing our recap of the finale that night. Blake and I will be live on Thursday. At some point, we will figure out the time on that. There may be something else happening on Thursday. We're not 100% confirmed on that, but we're like 97.4% confirmed on it. So there could be something else going on Thursday, so keep an eye out for that. But go check out the Tommy Smokes podcast. Go check out our recap if you haven't yet. And obviously, this was Digging Deeper. Let us know who you think is going to win and if Blake is out of his mind or if I'm out of my mind. But I would never say 100% because I'm not psycho. So thank you so much for listening. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. And remember, because this is the last time you're hearing from me, you have until Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern time to get your answers in, to get your submissions in for the Survivor 50 game that we are doing. So if you have not done that yet, go check out the video we did with Tegwith on Sunday and get your submissions in. Otherwise, man, we just got this in the nick of time. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday night.
Hasta luego.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save.
Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.